Ask any maple syrup producer, including myself, and they will tell you the worst part of the process is cleaning up the tubing lines and equipment. After a season of long days and nights, it can be very tempting to walk out of the woods without looking back and tell yourself you will worry about the cleanup later or even at the start of next year. That is not a good plan, especially not if you are using 3/16-inch tubing and want to have good sap flow next sugar season. 3/16-inch tubing has gotten some bad press recently. Plugged tubing and reduced yields have convinced many syrup producers to pull down these systems, replacing them with the more traditional 5/16-inch tubing systems and investing in a vacuum pump. That may not be necessary, however. It just may take one last walk in the woods to sanitize your tubing system after the season is over. The Appalachian program at Future Generations University is hosting tubing sanitation workshops across the region to demonstrate and teach a tubing sanitation system based on research out of the Proctor Maple Research Center and developed by syrup maker Arthur Kruger in Vermont that promises to keep the sap flowing year after year through the 3/16-inch tubing system already set up in the woods. Beginning at 9 a.m., each of these workshops will include the following topics: the theory of 3/16-inch tubing systems, microbial contamination and growth in sap lines, a summary of tubing sanitation research, the elements of the Kruger method of sanitation, followed by lunch and field practice. Workshops are scheduled for April 2nd at Family Roots Farm in Wellsburg, West Virginia, and April 23rd at the Laurel Fork Sapsuckers Camp in Monterey. Please wear appropriate footwear and clothing you do not mind getting stained or bleached. For more information or to register, email syrup@future.edu. These workshops are offered in collaboration with the West Virginia Maple Syrup Producers Association and the Virginia Tree Syrup Producers Group. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Scott Smith.